Heavenly Father, I just ask that our ears would be tuned into your voice. That we'd simply hear and receive what you would have us to hear and receive. And that your will would be accomplished in your word. We bless you, Lord. We ask that you received our praise and you're pleased with our praise. But more so, Lord, we just acknowledge your presence in this place. And I just ask that your presence would overwhelm us and just consume us. You would be all in us and we'd be all in you. In Jesus' name, amen. So I don't know what it is this year, but I'm on P words. I talked about priority and pursuit last time I spoke, and I'm going to talk about potential today. So I'm on P's for 2024. So many P words we can come up with. I'm going to take probably a few weeks to go through this. I think it's really important that the people of God begin to identify as being the people of God. I think too often in our lives we go through life and we identify with sin and being a sinner, and we get saved and we never identify with being a saint, being a child of God, being a new creation. We have no concept of what it means to have Christ in us or to be in Christ. So therefore we struggle through life wondering how, you know, if this is what it's supposed to be, and our testimonies are bleak at best because we just never identified with who is in us. I've said it before, if I am crucified with Christ, Bruce no longer lives. Christ lives in you. Okay, we will all acknowledge that, but few of us will live it. So I believe understanding your potential is really starting to train us and identifying with it, with the fact that it is Christ who lives in me. In the kingdom of God, Christ lives. In the kingdom of God, it's all about the King. It is not about the citizens of the kingdom of God. It is about the King. They're there to serve his purposes. So it's not so much of you in Christ, but Christ in you that will bring about an understanding of your potential, because your potential is limitless. There's a verse in the Bible, you've all heard it, that greater works, greater things shall you do. Christ's life set the floor. It set the foundation for which your life is built upon. Therefore, everything else is greater. He set the floor. He didn't set the ceiling. He set the lowest standard for y'all. You have unlimited potential. So, people generally fall into one of three groups. This is a section from Miles Monroe. The few who make things happen, the many who watch things happen, and the overwhelming majority who have no idea of what happens. I'm not asking you which you fall into. But generally, that's three groups of people. Said another way, some people are thermometers. They conform to their environment. Their behavior is determined from without. Others are thermostats. Instead of allowing their environment to control them, they determine their environment. 2 minutes. I go home, I walk in, and I just feel it's a little cool. I go to the thermostat, and I raise the temperature. And guess what? The temperature rises. Right. Last night, I just felt the chill, so I started a fire. Guess what? I got hot. I want to make this statement for everybody that's trapped in looking at themselves. You are more than what you have done. Potential is dormant ability, reserved power, untapped strength, unused success, hidden talents, capped capability. It is all you can be, but have yet become. All you can do, but have not yet done. How far you can reach, but have not yet reached. What you can accomplish, but have not accomplished yet. Potential is unexposed ability and latent power. Potential is not what you have done, but what you are yet able to do. What you see is not all there is. That is potential. Not what is, but what could be. Now, the potential of a thing, your potential, is related to its source. Everything that was, everything that is, everything that will ever be was in God. Before anything was, God is. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Before the beginning, God. After the end, God. Everywhere in between, God. Everything that exists or originates, the source is God. You're not the source of your life. Satan's not the source of your life. Sin's not the source of your life. You're a new creation in God. He's the source of your life. Your potential stems from the source of your life. John 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. In Him is life. And your light is from Him. What am I trying to do here? I'm trying to get you to take your eyes off yourself so your eyes will be on Him, so you will tap into the unlimited potential that you have in Him. And if we don't get this understanding, we're constantly going to be looking at ourselves. And if I can't see myself properly, how am I going to see you properly? It's time you look in the mirror and say, I'm a child of God, perfect, holy, loved. Why? Because He made me and He doesn't make mistakes. Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So what am I saying? God always had everything in Him. You were in God before you were. God always had everything in Him, but we couldn't see it. All we can see was once invisible. There was a time before I was that you couldn't see me, but I was in Him, and He could see me. Invisible does not mean non-existent. Faith is not the evidence of things that do not exist, but of things that are not seen yet. So who you are is related to where you came from. Many people are passed by because others do not see what is in them. There's a sculptor, many of you have probably heard his name, Michelangelo. He was known for walking around a block of marble he was going to sculpt for days. You know, often artists will look at something like that and we'd see a block of stone and they see the finished product and they say, I just take away the parts that aren't supposed to be there. That should tell you something about yourself. What Christ did was just take away the parts that were never meant to be there. Quit identifying with those parts and identify with who he is in you. When God looks at you, he sees things that others ignore. In Adam, he saw a world. In Abraham, he saw a nation. In Jacob, a Messiah. In Moses, a deliverer. In David, a king. And in Gideon, a mighty warrior. See, you don't have to try to be somebody because you are somebody. Some of you need to hear this today because you don't want to spend the rest of your life in what if. If you can't understand your potential is in him and through him and of him, if you can't get your eyes off yourself and the things you've thought and the things you've done and all those types of things, then you're going to limit him from working fully in your life. One person here, if they could understand their potential, could change this world in a day. Why? Because he did, and he just set the foundation for your life. Whatever God spoke to became the source from which created things came. All things are composed of whatever they come from and contain the potential of that source. When God wanted fish, he spoke to the water. When God wanted plants and animals, he spoke to the dirt. When God wanted man, he spoke to himself. Genesis 1, verse 26, then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. When God wanted you, he spoke to himself. He didn't look anywhere else. Quit looking anywhere else. The only answer you'll ever find for your life is looking to him. Don't look anywhere else. Never use creation to find out who you are, because the purpose of something is only in the mind of the one who made it. The key to understanding life is in the source of life, not in life itself. You guys are all really quiet. That can be really dangerous because either You're really getting it? Or you just checked out because none of it makes sense. And I've done both before. Just see, you are who God says you are. He sees in you more than you can possibly imagine. See, God always sees what others only look at. So what am I saying? He sees more than a block of stone. He sees a beautiful sculpture. It's so important that the people of God begin identifying with who they are in the kingdom of God and who He is in them. This world is desperately looking for the children of God to be the children of God. This world needs leadership, and it only is going to come from the children of God. Why? Because He's the source of this world. And He's put leading it into your hands. So if you don't like it, look at yourself and then look to Him. Because He wants you involved. He's called you to lead in His kingdom. And our prayer is that His kingdom would come and His will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. God always sees what others only look at. In a manger, a king. In a servant, a savior. In a sacrifice, salvation. In death, life. In defeat, victory. God looks beyond the surface to the potential within. I'm going to say that again. Who's in you? Who's in you? Okay, be confident. Come on. Who is in you? God looks beyond the surface to the potential within. Are you even beginning to let the door crack open to understanding your potential? God looks at you and sees Christ in you. The seed of every tree is in the fruit of the tree. See, the answer is already in you. So what does God see as He walks around you? Colossians 1, verse 26 says, the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, our task today and every day is not to get Christ into us, but to get Christ out of us. John 10:10 says, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Satan came into our lives to minimize, nullify, and destroy our potential. He has killed, he has stolen, and he has just destroyed what God planted deep within each person. So what did he destroy? Number one, man's potential. simply by asking the question, do you want to be like God? If you lead to this, you'll be like God. When the fact was they were already like God because they were created in his image. He destroyed man's understanding, knowing like God. He destroyed man's self-concept. They realized they were naked, so they covered up. They saw themselves differently. Their eyes were open to things their eyes were meant to be open to. And he destroyed man's intelligence. No, I'm not calling you stupid. See, man became physically and sensually aware. Their senses took on leadership. They became conscious of shame and fear. Remember, they felt guilty, so they hid. True intelligence is a spiritual relationship with God. It is not studied, but rather discerned. When man lost his relationship with God, he became a victim of education, switching his source from the inside to the outside. So Satan destroyed a lot. So really what he did was remove our identity from the source of our identity, so he capped our potential. So Jesus brought the answer to the problem. I'm going to say that again. Jesus brought the answer to the problem. Who's in you? Who's in you? The answer to the problem is in you. 1 John 3:8 says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. So he destroyed what was destroyed. So what does that mean? He reconciled every issue. He restored everything that needed restored. He made you a new creation. He took a heart of stone and turned it into a heart of flesh. You have to understand your potential. You have to understand who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. You won't understand overcoming. You won't understand more than a conqueror. You won't understand royalty. You won't understand kingship. You won't understand sonship unless you understand who is in you. John 10:10. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Now, all of us are seated in heavenly places right now. We have this physical, temporal life we're going through, and we have our eternal spiritual existence we're going through. The fact is, the spiritual is supposed to invade this temporal one. You can overcome life now. You don't have to suffer through life. I'm not saying life will present issues. Life will present issues. You don't have to suffer through these issues. You can overcome these issues. You can be more than a conqueror. When Christ saw death, he called it victory. He called it life. The situation isn't the issue. Who's in you is the only thing that matters. Your perspective of a situation will change if you realize who goes before you, who's around you, who surrounds you, who's overflowing from you. John 7:38 says, "He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." It's about time some of us leave the house of God and cause some floods. Be like Old Faithful, just all over everybody. John 4:14. "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Have you guys ever seen a spring? You remember ice fishing? You had to be careful where you go because springs would thin the ice because it's a constant flow. It's a constant, you're a constant of everything he is. Do you understand the unlimited potential of what you bring into every encounter that you have? Mark 9:23 says, "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Satan says, "You will never be anything." Jesus says, "You are anything you believe." So I'm going to pause there, and we're going to take communion. We're going to talk next week some more about understanding our potential, living from the inside out, what you can do, and what your potential in body, in soul, and spirit are. But I think it's a good time now, if you'll stand, to just turn our eyes upon Jesus. Because ultimately, the only thing we need to really grasp today is the unlimited potential of the one that resides in each and every one of us. It's a class that's going to be starting today called Kisses of God that Lori's doing. Hopefully a number of you guys will want to come out to it. That's really, the whole purpose of it is to deepen your relationship with God by turning on your spiritual senses so that you will live from inside out instead of living from our temporal senses and from outside in. I think the class will challenge you. I think it'll strengthen you. As long as you do what we talked about, prioritize pursuit and understand your potential. So I'm going to pray and then I'm going to invite you all forward. So Father, I thank you today just for casting seed. Because really, this is just the beginning of what you want to reveal to your children. So I just ask that you would cause their eyes to be open, their ears to hear what you're speaking, what you're doing, what they're invited to be part of, and who you are in them. Lord, that they would know that anything you invite them into, you've already prepared them to do. And Father, I pray that they would just embrace this wonderful, wild, exciting adventure of abundant life that you've given them. And I thank you for it. And I pray even as they partake and remember your Son Jesus in Holy Communion, that they would get fresh revelation of who he is in them. Change our lives today, Lord. Open our perspective to understand more of you and who you are in us. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you come?